home teleconference for Chodesh Elul. Yom Kippur Katan is today. Today we welcome Rabbi Shaya Schechter, who's going to give us Divrei Chizuk. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, you'll join us every month. You'll hear my usual speech that once a month we gather together to hear Divrei Chizuk for the Chodesh. We call this our vaccination for the month. We just ask the rabbi, get us through the month, because we know by next month the Mashiach will be here, maybe even tomorrow. And we've been doing this since the Gaza War of 2009. And we definitely have to keep in mind today the Yidden who are living over there near Gaza, because the situation does not look good. Hashem should have rachmanis on them. The army already put restrictions in place for the communities who are living over there by Gaza. And as much as we don't want to act, but there's like real fighting going on over there. There is. So when we daven today, we want to keep those kids in mind, and Eretz Yisrael in mind, and we daven for all of Klal Yisrael, Yeshuas, Refuas, Nechamas, whatever all you need. And next month there won't be an Erev Rosh Chodesh film teleconference, because there is no Erev Rosh Chodesh on Tishrei. And so, you know, hopefully by Cheshvan we definitely will not have to do this anymore. But be that as it may, today we are still in a situation where Mashiach has not come, and we still have to daven. And as I always say, Yom Kippur Katan is exactly as that name says. It's a small Yom Kippur. It's a day that the Eibishter gave us to increase our davening. It gives extra kach to our davening. And then after Rabbi Schechter speaks, we're going to say our tefillin together and our tefillin for Klal Yisrael. A little bit of background about Rabbi Schechter. We're very excited that he took the time off of his busy schedule to join us. He is the son of Rabbi Herschel Schechter, Shlita, and he received smicha from his illustrious father. And he also received smicha from Rabbi Asher Weiss of Yerushalayim, both two very prominent rabbanim in the Jewish community. Rabbi Schechter holds an MA in Jewish Education and Administration from the Azrieli Graduate School of Yeshiva University. He was formerly the chief rabbi of the White Shul, the congregation Knesset Yisrael in Far Rockaway, and now he serves as rabbi and Rosh Beis Medrash at the Young Israel of Woodmere. And I'll just tell everyone, how did I get to Rabbi Schechter? My daughter heard him speak in camp, and she texted me, and she said, Bobby, you have to get Rabbi Schechter to speak. My whole family knows that I'm forever looking for speakers. He was amazing. That's it. That's all you need. Anybody who can, you know, make a teenage girl love their speech, then you know that it's got to be good. So, Rabbi Schechter, thank you for joining. We have a double load. You have to get us through Elul and through Tishrei. It's a double load this month, but I'm sure you can do it. But now, without further ado, please, Rabbi Schechter.
Thank you, Mrs. Capel, and welcome to all the women who are with us here on the phone. It's a humbling privilege for me to be able to share some short insights and Divrei Torah that should help us get through this very, very important month that we're about to commemorate through Chodesh Elul, through Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and all that we're going to be involved in until Yom Kippur. It's a very important time of year. So I'm just going to give a few thoughts that we should maybe ruminate in our minds to consider the following ideas. One of the phrases that we mention in the meaningful piyutim on Rosh Hashanah is V'chol ma'aminim shehu kel emuna. Simply translated as that means, and all have faith, that he is the God of faith. Which is obviously taken from the pasuk in Parshas Ha'azinu, kel emuna ve'ein avel tzadik v'yashar hu. That's the way that we refer to the Ribono Shel Olam as a kel emuna, a God of faith. So the Medrash in Parshas Ha'azinu wonders, what exactly does it mean that the Ribono Shel Olam is a el emuna, that he's a God of faith? And writes the Medrash, what it means is, shehemin ba'olamo ubarao, that the Ribono Shel Olam believed in his own world, and because of his belief in humanity, therefore he made the fateful decision to create us as human beings. What that means is as follows. Human beings are created with the ability to establish their own destiny. Bechira chafshis, we all have the right to make choices. The Ribono Shel Olam informs man of the proper way to act, but it is a human being, him or herself, who chooses, ultimately, whether or not they are going to abide by those detailed instructions, whether or not they're going to follow them, which essentially means that at the moment that the Ribono Shel Olam chose to create man, the destiny of the world itself became somewhat unpredictable and fairly unstable, if you should say. By choosing to create the world, the Ribono Shel Olam restricted his own will and he took a very serious potential risk by creating all of us. But he did so, says the Medrash, because he is a Kel Emunah, because he has absolute and unconditional faith in his people and in humanity as a whole. He did so because he's a Ma'amin Ba'olamo, because he is an incredibly firm believer in his own world. And that's what we mean on Rosh Hashanah when we say, V'chol Ma'aminim Shehu Kel Emunah. We are proud to believe in a God who has an unflinching, an unyielding, and an absolutely steadfast belief in all of his children and in all of humanity. So with that in mind, I think as we come to Rosh Hashanah, as we come to the season of Tshuva, it's worthy of us paying attention a little bit to that idea. What it means when we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Ma'amin Ba'olamo, that the Ribono Shel Olam believes in us. I think there's a very important message not only to the season of Tshuva, but one that should really carry us throughout the entire year. So we have an amazing story that happened in the 1800s. One of the great tzaddikim, Reb Naftali Amsterdam, was the preeminent student of Reb Yisrael Salanter. And he once turned to his Rebbe, Reb Yisrael Salanter, and he said, "If only I had the brilliance, the mind, and the intellect of the great Rebbe Kiva Eger, if only I was a genius like him, and if only I had the heart and the sensitivity and the feeling of the great Baal Yisod V'Shorash HaAvoder of Alexander Ziskin, and if only I had the character and the self-restraint, the moderation of you, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, then perhaps I would have an opportunity to be an Eved Hashem as I should be. But unfortunately, I don't. Unfortunately, I was not created that way. Unfortunately, I don't have the brilliance and the mind and the intellect of the great Rabbi Kiva Eger. I don't have the heart of the Yisod V'Shorash HaAvoda, and I don't have the midos, I don't have the character traits of you, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter." And Rabbi Yisrael Salanter turned back to him very famously, and he said, "Rabbi Naftali, the Ribono Shel Olam created you. And with your intellect, and with your heart, with your sensitivity, and with your character traits, that is the only way that you can serve him. And that is the only way that you can become the most incredibly gifted Eved Hashem that one can possibly be." The Ramchal in the 1700s, Rav Moshe Chaim Litzata, one of the greatest Jewish philosophers of all times, starts off his Sefer Mesilas Yesharim with the following words: "Yesod HaChasidus, the foundation, the most fundamental aspect of Chasidus," which means not Chasidim that we call today. Chasidus means to be a pious person. The foundation of what it means to be a pious individual. Vishorash HaAvodah HaTmima, if a person wants to know, what is the root? How can I possibly service the Ribono Shel Olam in the greatest way possible? Writes the Mesilas Yesharim, it is Sheyizbarer V'yisames Eitzel HaAdam, that I have to clearly define, I have to clearly delineate for myself, Ma Chovaso Ba'olamo. What is my purpose? What is my mission? What is my duty? What is my responsibility in this world? What does the Ribono Shel Olam want from me and only me? And what is it that I can accomplish in this world that nobody else is able to do? You go a little bit further in history, and you come to the great Rav Tzadok HaKohen Lublin, where Rav Tzadok, who lived in the 1800s, writes also an extremely powerful comment, extremely important statement. And he says, obviously, kishem shetzarach adam lahamin b'Hashem yizbarach. The standard of all Jews is that we obviously need to believe in the Ribono Shel Olam. We need to have confidence in him. If we don't believe in him, then why are we doing all of the mitzvahs that we perform? So obviously, writes Reb Tzadok, we have to believe in the Ribono Shel Olam. That's number one. But he says, kishem, the same way that it's so axiomatic to a Jew to understand that they need to believe in the Ribono Shel Olam, kach tzorech achar kach lahamin ba'atzmo. The second most important thing to remember in life is that I need to believe and have confidence in myself. Ratz Aloma writes of Tzadok, that means sheyesh lahashem yizbarach esek imo, that the Ribono Shel Olam is concerned about me, that he's interested in me, that he's attentive to my needs, v'she'eno po'el batel, and I'm not put on this world simply to wander around and use my time as I choose. The Ribono Shel Olam put me here for a very particular purpose, and I need to believe in that purpose. That's so much the fabric of what life of a Jew is supposed to be about, and says Rav Tzadok, this is something that we all need to think about so carefully, as we consider the purpose and the goal of the life of every Jew in the world. The great Rav Meir Shapiro in the 20th century talks about something which, when you think about it, is a very unusual story. Moshe Rabbeinu has his very first encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the Sneh, the burning bush. And you would think, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is having this first opportunity to reveal himself to Moshe Rabbeinu, you would think he would share with Moshe Rabbeinu the most unbelievable thoughts, the most insightful comments. He would give Moshe Rabbeinu guidance for life. And yet, what is the one instruction that Moshe Rabbeinu is given on this occasion when he meets HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the first time? The Ribbono Shel Olam tells him, Al tikrov halom, do not advance, do not come too close. Shalna alecha me'al raglecha, I'd like you to take your shoes off of your feet. Ki hamakom asher ata omeid alav admas kodeshi, because the place in which you stand is holy and sacred, consecrated ground. You cannot go further. Says Rav Meir Shapiro, is that such an insightful comment to make to Moshe Rabbeinu? Is that all Moshe Rabbeinu needed to hear on this much anticipated opportunity that he had to be engaged with the Ribbono Shel Olam in conversation? Why was this the choice of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to share with Moshe Rabbeinu on this very important occasion? Suggests Rav Meir Shapiro, one of the great Gedolim in Europe before the Holocaust. He suggests that perhaps what it means is the following. Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm about to tell you the most important message that a Jew can ever learn. And that is, Shal na'alecha me'al raglecha. Stop running. Stop trying to be somebody else. Take your shoes off and just be comfortable in the place where I have created you. In the place where you stand, exactly where you are up to in life. Because that's exactly where I want you to be. Ki ha'makom asher ata omeid alav admas kodeshi, because the exact place where I have put you, the exact place where you find yourself, is the most holy and consecrated ground that you will ever walk on. And Moshe Rabbeinu was taught on this occasion, that is what the life of a Jew needs to be. To learn how to appreciate how much the Ribbono Shel Olam believes in you. How much HaKadosh Baruch Hu has invested in you. How interested He is in your success. How much He wants you to figure out your life mission and your life purpose, and to think about how you are going to get there in the best possible way so that you can serve Him in the most profound way that you can imagine. Let me just close with one final comment made by the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim needs no introduction. We all know what a great tzaddik the Chafetz Chaim was. And he points out something which, quite honestly, when I saw it for the first time, it made me think about a line, a passage in davening that I had never thought about before. The Chafetz Chaim brings our attention to probably the most critical point of the davening that we daven every day and that we say on Shabbos as well. The highlight of our davening is when we say Kedusha, when we have the opportunity to elevate the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we say Nekadesh Eshimcha Be'olam. We ask you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we have the opportunity to sanctify your name in this world, Kishem Shemagdishim Oso B'Shmei Marom. The same way that all the malachim, that all the heavenly angels are able to sanctify your name up in heaven. Ask the Chafetz Chaim, did you ever wonder what kind of request this is? How could it be that I ask the Ribbono Shel Olam to allow me to sanctify His name the same way that the malachim give Him an elevation in heaven? How can those two be even placed in the same sentence? How can we ever imagine being put together with the malachim? Obviously, they're living lives which are so much more elevated than ours. So what does it mean when we ask every day in our davening that we have the opportunity, that we have the ability to be Mekadesh as Shimcha Be'olam, that we have the opportunity to sanctify the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu the same way that the heavenly angels do as well up on high? Suggests the Chafetz Chaim such a beautiful interpretation that we have a Gemara Meseches Brachas Daf Dalet, where the Gemara tells us something which is seemingly insignificant to our lives. The Gemara says that there are many different malachim who are called upon to do the jobs that the Ribbono Shel Olam expects them to do. But the Gemara says that each one of them has its own way of doing so. When Michael is sent on a mission, it says that he does it bipricha achas. He takes one step from up by the Kisei HaKavod, he goes directly to do his job down on the earth below, and he goes directly back to where he came from. When Gavriel is sent on a mission, the Gemara tells us that he does it b'shtayim. He has to take two stops along the way, and only then can he fulfill his mission and go back to where he came from. The great Eliyahu HaNavi, when he is sent to do a mission on behalf of the Ribbono Shel Olam, we're told that he does it ba'arba. Eliyahu HaNavi, it takes him four steps to be able to do it. And only then can he fulfill his mission and go back to where he came from. Says the Chafetz Chaim, why doesn't Eliyahu HaNavi look over his shoulder and say, it's unfair. I'm also an Eved Hashem. I'm also here on a mission that was set up by the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. Why is it fair that I have to take four times as long as everybody else? Why shouldn't I be able to be the same as Gavriel, who does it in two steps? Or like Michal, who does it in one? I want to fulfill the word of the Ribbono Shel Olam as quickly as I can. And why can't Michal turn around at Eliyahu HaNavi and say, you know, I wish I wasn't in such a rush. I wish I was able to do this slowly, methodically, and carefully. Why do I have to do it bipricha achas? And yet we know that all the malachim are comfortable doing their jobs exactly the way they are instructed to do so. As we're told in the Gemara, Michal does it in one step, Gavriel does it in two, Eliyahu HaNavi does it in four, and everybody is completely comfortable with the mission that they've been given and with the ability to do it exactly how the Ribbono Shel Olam expects them to do so as well. Says the Chafetz Chaim, this is what we mean. And this is the highlight of our tefillah every single day, Shabbos and Yom Tov, and during the week. Nikadesh es shimcha ba'olam. We ask you, Ribbono Shel Olam, give us the opportunity to live life sanctifying your name in a way that the malachim sanctify your name as well. Give us the fortitude, give us the strength that we will be able to live life and live out our mission without looking over at another person and wondering why I cannot do it the way they do. Why can't I live life the way somebody else does? Give us the strength to be able to appreciate the mission that we all have and the belief that you have in us. And says the Chafetz Chaim, that's what we mean. Kishem shemagdishim oso b'shmei marom. We want to have the opportunity to serve you in the very same way that the angels, that the malachim, are able to serve you in heaven. And nobody is uncomfortable with the mission that they have or with the circumstances that they've been put into in this world. The Ribbono Shel Olam has a job for me to do, and I know that that's the most important thing in the world. There's nothing that can take me away from that task. There's nothing that should be able to take my attention away from exactly what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants me to do. That is what I need to be focusing on. And that is the solemn and sacred obligation of every Jew to be accountable for the lives that we live, to be answerable for the decisions that we make, and to always remember that we believe in a God who believes in us. When we say on Rosh Hashanah, V'chol ma'aminim shehu kel emunah, that means we are proud to believe in a God who believes in us. And although He took a tremendous risk in creating us, and although it was a difficult decision to create human beings because we all have Bechira Chafshis and we can destroy the beautiful world that the Ribbono Shel Olam created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to do it anyway because I am a Mamin Ba'olami, because I believe in my people, because I have so much trust and so much faith in them, because I know that they have an opportunity to live life that's purposeful, that's meaningful, if only they'll listen to the words of the Ramchal, to the words of Rab Tzadok, to the words of Rab Meir Shapiro, to the words of the Chafetz Chaim, that every Jew needs to carve out time to begin to believe in themselves. If only we understood how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu believed in us, it would make it so much easier for us to begin to believe in ourselves. I wish everyone a good Geben Shtiyar, and thank you so much again. May all your tefillahs be answered for all of Klal Yisrael.